the turning point of the game for sure. 2-0. We're down 2-0. We get a 5-on-3 opportunity and with time on it and pop both ends of it to get to tie the game up. And then now it's a hockey game going in to the second period.
Going to the second period, we get our first lead of the game off of another power play goal. Third power play goal in a row for Michigan Tech. This time it's Gavin Gould.
Back to the point now where Ranky will have to quickly move it forward for Lucchini. Jake Lucchini has been quiet here tonight, has control of the puck. Takes it behind the net, trying to stuff it in front. Here's a chance for Gould! Scores! Gavin Gould on the rebound! Jake Lucchini brought it to the goal. Tried to stuff it in like he tried last night, and it was Gavin Gould with the rebound. Three power play goals for Michigan Tech. They get their first lead of the game.
3-2 the score at that point. Coach, they reviewed this goal, and they reviewed it for quite a long time. What did they explain to you after why they allowed the goal?
Well, to say the least, I wasn't thrilled with it, and I'll tell you why, and we have to get some clarification on it. The night before, we had to ask, there was a offsides play on their third goal that, and there's new rule emphasis on being able to review goals for offsides and for too many men on the ice calls. There's some things that come into play on that. And the indication that I got the night before and the indication that I got in the prep work that we were given, the video and everything that we were given, explaining the rule is that referees can't just on their own check for offsides and those things before after goal, except for the last 10 minutes of a game.
Okay.
So he was clear to me on the night before when we reviewed it. Do you want to use your timeout? We cannot review this on our own. Do you want to use your timeout? Yes, we want to use our timeout. I want you to review that goal. And it was close, and they came back and said it was inconclusive. This one, we were told that it came down from upstairs. What was told to me is that they were reviewing the goal for offsides from upstairs. And so I called the linesman over. I said, you know, you need to explain this to me. Last night, I was told that you can't review a goal, that a team can't, has to use a timeout. They're using their timeout here on this goal. No, it came from upstairs. So I was like, well, that's contradictory to the paperwork that we got and to the explanation that I got last night. Why is it coming from upstairs? Is there something different in the championship game or tournament? What's going on? So then they came over and said that, and they looked and then came back and said that it was ruled came down from upstairs and that they can do it at any time at their own discretion. So I need to get clarification from Greg Shepard, our head of officials, because that's not the way that I believe that rule is intended to go right now.
And the whole time this is being reviewed, we were thinking that it was a man in a crease or goaltender interference, because that was the replay that we kept seeing up in the box.
Yeah,
Luch in the, you know, after he tried to stuff it in, he was right there next to the goaltender, and that's what they kept showing us back up there. I didn't have it until you just said that now. Had no idea it had to do with an offside, potential offside on the play.
Well, I just know what we were told. When the linesman came over, we were told that they were reviewing an offsides from up top.
Doesn't matter. It counted. The Huskies take the lead, and that was at the 6:58 mark of the period. Lucchini and Ranky get the assist on Gavin Gould's first of the season. Perunovic ties the game up 3-3.
Luke Bulach with the power play. They're just trying to get something on net. The Huskies trying to block shots right now. Shot score. Nothing Munson can do. No goaltender stick. And the tie hockey game on a power play goal by the Bulldogs.
Coach, Munson's very active with that goaltender stick, trying to poke the puck away. He did lose the stick a couple of times in that game. Is that at all concern right now, or is that just the way he plays and that's what happened?
Well, it was a concern at that time for sure. And the second time he lost it was a concern as well. But Scott Perunovic made a nice play on it. They were trying to get that shot, a one-time shot where the goaltender didn't have a stick. And I think the puck went right through him.
It did.
I haven't been able – if he had a stick, he would have had it, I think. But I went recruiting yesterday Saturday night after the game, so I haven't been able to review the game yet to watch what happened on that. But, you know, the thing we wanted to do after that is make sure that our guys know if the goalie loses a stick, he needs a stick. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs, whether it's on the penalty kill or not, he needs a stick. So whether you get him his or you know, you start handing the stick back down, you know, to defenseman, and then a forward will give one to a D, and work our way back from there. But they got the shot. Perunovic scored, I believe, the night before. Same thing, a one-timer from over there on a 5-on-3. So you know, he knows how to shoot it from there. He's a good hockey player, played at Cedar Rapids last year, and mm-hmm. he's a heck of a hockey player.
All right, so they tied it up 3-3, but the Huskies weren't done. They get the game winner that took place in the second period, 10-14. Misiak, his very first goal as a Husky.
Left in the period, Union has done a much better job here in the second period. And cleared up for Michigan Tech, coming in is Gould. Gould is in, pass, shot, scores!
All right, that's the wrong goal. I apologize about that. Let me see if I can bring the right one up here, too. This is live TV, ladies and gentlemen, and that would be goal four. Let me see if I have the right one here. Okay,
Ford is back again. He'll move it quickly around. Takes a hit, wrapped around for Misiak. Misiak lost it, got it back, and the Huskies got a 2-1. Bring it up across the line is Smith. Looking in front, Sasha just scores! Misiak put it in!
Just an incredible sauce pass by Smitty to get that down there for Misiak to get his first. And what a great backhand to get that in the net.
Yeah, Smitty's 20-plus point guy last year for us as a freshman. Biggest thing with him is he needs to be – he's great with the puck. He's smart with it. He's strong on it. He just needs to be up with the play enough all the time to be able to make those types of plays. He was on that one. And Misiak's just – I mean, I couldn't be happier. He arguably was our best forward all in all as far as total execution on the weekend in the two games. He was absolutely fantastic, and he can score. You know, he's a 70-point guy last year in the North American League. Mm-hmm. He was a great midget performer. He's a good hockey player. He's a great addition to our team.
All right, Coach. Final score, 4-3. Is no goal scored in the third period. 10-6 the shots in the third period. 36-17 final shots. Huskies 3-for-7. On the power play, they held UMD 1-for-4, and they get the championship over the Duluth Bulldogs in the 2017 Icebreaker Tournament. We've got a lot to talk about, lots of questions. We're going to get to your questions right after the break. It's the Joe Schon Hour.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat specials at Joey's Seafood and Grill in downtown Houghton. Tuesdays, all-you-can-eat Joey's Original Fish and Chips. Wednesdays, all-you-can-eat Chicken and Popcorn Shrimp. Thursdays, all-you-can-eat Shrimp. Plus, Joey's has seafood and soups any day, salads, tacos, chicken, ribs, steaks, burgers, and many gluten-free menu options as well. Stop in for a quick lunch or dinner paired with your favorite beer, wine, or cocktail. We hope to see you soon. It's our pleasure to serve you at Joey's Seafood and Grill.
Oktoberfest sale time at your party headquarters, Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters, $2 for $3. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. All Pepsi 12-pack cans are $2 for $9. Jack's Original Pizza is only $3 for $11. Red Baron Classic Pizzas are $3 for $9.99. Bucko's, your Keweenaw Alpaca Clothing Headquarters of the area. Save your bucks at Bucko's and buy a Bucko's t-shirt to prove it. All sales do not include tax or deposit at Bucko's.
I like my burger with mustard.
No, mustard and ketchup. And a Coke.
Got to be well done.
Only medium rare, come on.
I only want grass-fed beef.
No, Angus.
On the grill.
Now, flat top.
You want a homemade veggie burger?
With a Coca-Cola.
Iceberg lettuce.
No way.
Avocado, dude.
Arugula.
Nah, jalapeno.
Can I have a turkey burger?
What? Turkeys are for Thanksgiving, man.
Burger with a Coke.
Brioche.
No.
Sesame seed.
Just a regular bun.
American cheese.
Nah, man, you gotta go with Swiss.
No, cheddar.
Gotta use both hands.
No, one hand.
And wash it down with a Coke. My burger is best with a Coke.
Every burger needs a Coke.
Coke and a burger.
An ice cold Coke.
I'll agree to that.
A burger and a Coke.
It doesn't take a step-by-step recipe or even a plan to make a delicious meal. It doesn't take a freshly starched apron or an official foodie degree from social media. It just takes an ice-cold Coke, delicious food, and good friends. So whip up a meal, however you like. Grab some ice-cold Coke from your local supermarket and taste the feeling today.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance or concerned you might not have the right coverage? Hi, I'm Marcia Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whatever your situation, single, raising a family, or happily retired, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, we offer more choices, more options, more security, and more peace of mind. Put the Turvo Agency to work for you at 482-0080.
Joe Sean Hour continuing here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's get to some of our questions here for Coach. First questions. First of all, congratulations on your first win at Michigan Tech and on the Icebreaker Championship. It's always nice to bring a trophy home to the MAC. This goes on to say these two wins against non-conference teams will help us in the rankings in March, but does it hurt the WCHA teams when two WCHA teams play each other in non-conference play like we saw against Northern Michigan